A map and a book of remedies. Towards the mid-14th century, the future monarch, John I, asked the Majorcan Jewish cartographers, Crescas Abraham and Jafuda Crescas, a father and son, to make a detailed map of the world, known as the Crescas Atlas. The image you are looking at on the wall, which is a reproduction of a manuscript found in the National Library of France, shows the intricacy of the details that they were able to gather together, with animals associated with each climatic region, the zodiac, the festivals of the year, the compass, the planets, and the geography that had been explored, with the Mediterranean as its centre. And so it was that cartographers, astronomers, and astrologers were essential to expanding cosmological knowledge, so that ships of princes and monarchs would not get lost on their trade routes and when at war. The Jews were the best at making calculation instruments, such as clocks, compasses, and astrolabes. King Peter the Ceremonious entrusted Jacob ben David Bonjorn, son of the Girona woman Esther Caravida, to draw some high-precision astronomical tables to determine the eclipses of the moon and the sun. Known as the Perpignan tables, as they were calculated based on the latitude of this city, they were to be an arithmetical exercise in medieval astronomy of the first order. The Jewish community of Girona excelled in many trades. There were great doctors, such as Solomon Caravida, Salte y Gracia, and Mosè Natan Desportal, who at the beginning of the 15th century had already built up a library containing more than 137 volumes. There was also a long tradition of medicinal remedies. Although illiteracy among women was high, as the girls were not taught to read or write, documents signed by women have been found, and we have discovered that some of these women had small libraries of books in Hebrew about remedies and prayers. Despite the fact they were denied the right to advanced education, body and health care were often a field of knowledge that was passed on verbally, which allowed for female authorship. The Book of Women's Love from the 13th century is a beautiful example of women's treatise written in Hebrew, either in some part of Provence or in Catalonia, containing a compendium of knowledge about obstetrics, cosmetics, gynecology, magic, and sexuality. Don't miss out on reading The Remedy for a Difficult Birth.